Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 12 reads, "And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." Welcome to the first Saturday morning three-strand cord marriage forum with M&E, Prophet Maurice and Eugenia Simmons of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. This is an open forum on marriages for couples and singles. We welcome all questions, and we are so blessed that you took out the time on this first Saturday to join us. God bless you.
Glory, hallelujah, to the name of above all names, O God. We come to bless your glorious name this morning, O God. We thank you that we have the opportunity to magnify, to glorify, to even lift up the name that is above all names, O God. We thank you that you are here. Your presence has been made known, O God, because you woke us up this morning, O God. And so unto you, we give you praise and adoration, O God. We thank you for the breath that you breathe into our bodies, O God, and we became a living soul, O God. We thank you that we can come and to bow before you, O King of kings and Lord of lords, the Alpha and Omega, O God. We thank you. We reverence you this morning, O God, because it's not unto us, O God, but it's unto you, O Lord, we give glory to, O God. Be satisfied, O God, this morning, O God, as your people give you praise and adoration, O God, from a place, O God, because of what you've done and all the things that you're doing right now, God. We thank you that you're falling fresh upon us, O God, this morning, Lord God. For we need a touch from you like never before, O God. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy is defeated and under our feet, O God. We thank you for a new month, Lord God, that we have been able to walk into, O God, because it is all because of your grace and your mercy, O God, that has allowed us, Lord God, to even get this far, O God. We thank you today, God, as we celebrate your glorious name, God. We thank you, O God, that there was power in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you today, God, that we walk in power, O God. We walk in demonstration, O God. Hallelujah, O God. We thank you for the miracles and signs and wonders, O God, shall follow us that believe, O God. And we thank you that we are walking miracles, God, that we're walking, Lord God, in a sound mind, Lord God. We're walking in, Lord God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, God, that we're walking, Lord God, hallelujah, by faith, Lord God, and not by fear, in the name of Jesus. For we shall walk by faith and not by sight, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're stirring us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Stir us up on today, God. Restore your people, Lord God, in the areas, oh God, where they may be lacking, oh God. We thank you today, God, that you're pouring out your love, you're pouring out your healing power, oh God. You're demonstrating, Lord God, all that you have on the inside, oh God, of your people, Lord God, because that's where you dwell, God. But we thank you, Father, that you can pour from heaven, oh God, unto us, oh God, because we're open to see and to feel and to receive, Lord God, all that you're saying, Lord God, in this hour, in this season, Lord. So we come, Lord God, with an expectation, Lord God, that what you're going to breathe on us today, God, will fall fresh on us today, God. We thank you today, God, that we can come to you, Lord God, and repent of our sins, God. We ask that not our will, Father, but your will be done, Lord God, because you are the one, you are the maker, you are the King of glory. You're the one that satisfies our souls, oh God, when man will fail, God, but you never fail, God. When all things, Lord God, look obsolete, oh God, you make everything elite, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're all sufficient, God, all knowing, God, all powerful, God, oh God, you're everything that we need, Lord God. Sometimes hallelujah, to your glorious name, oh God. We worship and honor the Shiki and Sunday and about. Hallelujah to your glorious name, oh God. For we know, Lord God, it is not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, that your will be done, Lord God, in our homes, oh God, in our families, oh God, in our neighbors' lives, oh God, in the strangers that we may meet today, lives, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, even those, Lord God, that live across, Lord God, another state, God, another city, Lord God, another county, God. I will even dare to say another continent, God. Oh God, let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, God. Give them the ears to hear in the name of Jesus. Give them the eyes to see in the name of Jesus. Unclog, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the things in their minds in the name of Jesus, so they can focus and understand, Lord God, what you're bringing forth on today in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we come to you, oh God, we ask, Lord God, that you would cleanse our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our hearts, oh God, that may be trying to turn hard, oh God. But Lord God, let our hearts not be hardened in this hour, in this season, Lord God. But give us a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. We can pump the blood of Jesus throughout our bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can be a help, Lord God, to the other bodies, those, Lord God, the other limbs, Lord God, in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, not to be, Lord God, selfish in this hour, in this season, Lord God. Forgive us if we've been selfish, Lord God, or jealous or anything, anger, Lord God, or frustration, Lord God, that will keep us from getting closer to you in this hour, in this season, towards anybody, Lord God, whether it's our spouses, oh God, whether it's our children, God, whether it's, Lord God, the situations, Lord God, that seem like we can't not do anything, Lord God, about it, Lord. But we ask, oh God, that you will give your people wisdom. Help us, Lord God, to go through the fire, oh God, that we will come out as pure gold in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, not to be angry, Lord God, in this season that you have us in the name of Jesus, but to walk, Lord God, in humble adoration unto you, oh God, to submit ourselves to you and your will, God, and to fall after you, Lord God, and not after the sound of man, in the name of Jesus. For at the end of the day, God, it is all about you, oh God. So we thank you for your forgiveness, God. We thank you for your love, God. Thank you for bringing everything to our attention, oh God, that needs to be brought forth, oh God, so that we can be men and women of God, falling after you in the name of Jesus, running after righteousness, oh God, running after peace in the name of Jesus, running after, Lord God, being made whole in this hour, in this season, Lord God. We thank you today, God, for every single, Lord God, person that is on this line, God, whether they've been, Lord God, their status, Lord God, single, God, whether they're married, God, or whether, Lord God, their spouses have passed away, oh God, or even those that are single for whatever reason, God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you will surround us with people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that has our interests at heart, in the name of Jesus, so that we can fall, Lord God, even deeper in love with you, oh God, because you surrounded us, Lord God, with like-minded people, oh God, that has a heart after you, in the name of Jesus, that not will not steer us in the wrong direction, Lord God, but we thank you today, God, that you have leaders after your own heart, oh God, our leaders, Lord God, that knows, Lord God, the ways that you take, oh God, that knows that has been through things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to your glorious name, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have prophets in our lives, oh God, that will speak a life, Lord God, into us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Father, we ask that you will continue to fall fresh on us today, God, stir us up in the name of Jesus, for you're going to do a work, Lord God, that I have not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that are set for those that love you, oh God. And so, Lord, let us fall deeper in love with you again, God. Oh God, that we don't forget our first love, oh God, and don't forget who we are, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help your people to understand their identity in you, oh God, for you created us, Lord God, and you blew breath into us, oh God, and we became a living soul, oh God. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing right now in our lives, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. God, for letting us hear the sound, Lord God, a sound of surrendering, oh God, a sound of victory, hallelujah, a sound of repentance, oh God, a sound, Lord God, that will go, God, into the ear gates of your people, oh God, and when you speak, oh God, with your soft and unique voice, oh God, we will be careful to give you the glory, honor, by following after what you're saying, God. We thank you for the obedience of your people on today, God, for we know, Lord God, that when we obedient, oh God, we shall eat the fruit of the land, God. We shall eat, oh God, and not, Lord God, be hungry or starving after anything else but you, oh God. So let our perspective be known, Lord God, that it's all about you, God. And when it's all about you, oh God, you will give us the desires of our hearts. We thank you today. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, and we praise and magnify your name, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will continue, Lord God, to use, oh God. Oh God, our leaders on this line, oh God, Prophet LaRon Matthews, oh God, continue to restore him and meet his needs in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless his family and his and the loved ones, Lord God, that are connected, divinely connected to him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue, Lord God, to use Maurice and Eugenie Simmons in the name of Jesus, of Restoration and Truth Ministries, oh God. Call them to the place, oh God, where Zion is calling, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and they shall respond to you, Almighty God, as you use their lips to play on today, oh God. Whatever you have designed for them to speak on today, God, let it fall fresh on your people today, that it will never be the same again. Hallelujah, because you are our first love, oh God, and we thank you, Father, for all that you're doing right now. We decree and declare, oh God, victory in every home in the name of Jesus, and the enemy is defeated and under our feet. We give you glory and honor and praise because you are good, and your mercy endures forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Somebody who cares. When I found you, found my most intimate prayer. When I found you, I found what every heart dreams of. When I found you, I found love. When I found you, I found the rest of my life. When I found you, I told all others goodbye. When I found you, I saw my fears fly away like a dove. When I found you, I found love.
You are the one, my only. welcome to the Three Strand Cord Marriage Talk with Maurice and Eugenie. Giving honor to God, to my husband, to Dr. LaRon, Dr. Wilkes, Administrator Brian, and Evangelist Patrice. God bless you all. And to all the kingdom leaders in their prospective places, to the first-time callers, the single groups, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and connect with us on today, this morning, another day that the Lord has kept us. Amen and amen. We are truly honored to be before you again on this morning. Just thanking God again for another day, another opportunity to get it right before Him, that we can please Him and be the hands and feet on this earth for kingdom purpose, to help draw men and women to Him, that He be glorified in our lives. We serve an amazing God, and He is so awesome. We take it not robbery for this platform to be able to come before each and every one of you. And again, we are truly honored for being, again, in you all's presence, whether it is by telephone. We are today coming together to just come together and talk and share what the Lord has laid on our heart. And I am still kind of hearing that song in my head that just played. And I thank God that when the Lord allowed my husband to find me, I was in the right place. And we truly thank God for the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, the valley moments, the mountaintop experiences. And I would never trade what we have gone through to be at this place in our lives, but knowing that there is even greater ahead before us. I thank God that we can be true to each other, be true to ourselves, be real before the people. We are two imperfect beings. And so I want to start off with this quote by Dave Willis. It says, marriage is a sacred bond between two imperfect people, which is made possibly by a perfect God and held together with limitless love, unshakable faith, and undying devotion for one another. And that's how and what I see in us, babe. I know that we are two imperfect people, but we have the perfect one that lives on the inside of us who perfects us inside out. We have not arrived. We have not gotten it all right. We are still getting some things, a little mistakes here and there. But what I love is that God will show us and He will divinely teach us things that we can come together, learn from it, learn from one another, and still move forward and not stay stuck in a certain stage in our life. So I truly thank God for the anointing that's on our lives, and we are honored that each and every one of you take the opportunity to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and to share and to give your feedback and make your comments and ask your questions. Because I thank God for my kingdom sisters and brothers that we can come together and glean from, not try to mimic, not try to be like, but we learn from one another that we can be better and greater in God in our relationships, whether we're single, married, widowed, or divorced. We can be better people in the kingdom for His purpose. And so without further ado, I'm going to read two scriptures. It'll be coming from Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 to 25. And excuse me if I have to keep clearing my throat. And we're also going to be coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, and I will be reading the New King James Version in your hearing again. That's Genesis 2, verses 21 to 25, and Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. And Genesis 2 reads, starting at verse 21, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, were not, and were not ashamed." Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 through 12 reads, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." In the midst of our dialogue today, our talk, we're going to be referencing several other scriptures, but we want to start with those two. And we know that God created his creation. We are his creation. He created the heavens, the earth. He created man, woman. He created the animals. He created everything. And so when we think about what the Lord gave us on today, the secret to a successful relationship and marriage, there's three areas we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be talking about the foundation, the structure, and the strength. And when you think about the three under a successful relationship and marriage, they all should point you back to God, and they should keep you in the direction of God. Everything goes back to the beginning. And who created it? God. And so this is what we're going to come and talk to you about today, the secret to a successful relationship and marriage. And so if you have your paper, pencil, pen, I would say just jot down the scriptures and a couple of nuggets, and we want you all to connect with us and pray for us in the background, and also give your feedback, because we know that in this life, society, things that are all around us, if we stay focused and bring everything to the one, the originator of who created everything, we would be a better people in this earth. The earth would not be in the condition it would be in if we would bring everything back to the Father.
Amen. All right. Good morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Prophetic Conference Line and Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, people of God. Amen. My wife stated, we certainly thank God for the opportunity to be back, amen, to this platform again, to share from this place. Amen. I'm just excited for what the Lord is doing for the people of God, especially those that are seeking, searching, knocking, because the Bible said, amen, we have not because we ask not. And we certainly thank God for those that are asking and seeking, because when you ask and seek, according to the scripture, you ask and it shall be what? Given. You seek, you shall find. You knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. Again, we want to say we thank God for the opportunity. We certainly give honor to, amen, Dr. Matthews. We bless God for the man of God. to all the other kingdom leaders. We bless God for you. I just thank God. I'm still on a high from the Lifeline Conference past weekend. Certainly thank God for every speaker, kingdom leader that came forth and blessed us throughout the conference. Thank God for Bishop Williams. As he shared on last Saturday, dealing with relationship, it was a powerful piece. Amen. Encouraged me. Amen. Some necessary tools that we could continue to use for our marriage to continue to build on that the relationship. But I thank God for God just being God. Because anytime you think about marriage and relationship, we have to know that it is, honey, you said it before, it is sacred, it is spiritual, and it's symbolic because God is the one that instituted it. But we know that man has shifted and changed. Now, we want to say King Simmons is right back at you again. Let me say this, because anytime you are on a winning team, I believe everybody in life wants to win, as I always say that. Amen. So you have to rest assured and know, without a shadow of a doubt, you have to be on the winning team. When we say a winning team, that means, amen, King Simmons, we come together. Amen. As one, to be that team, to win in our marriage, our relationship, and everything that we do on this journey. If you're selfish or if you need myself and I, amen, then you are in trouble. Because I said there are three types of people when it comes to a relationship. Amen. He said it's those that are in a relationship, those that are desiring to be in a relationship, and then you have those that want to get out of a relationship. And y'all know, if you do the statistics in your study, divorce is rate is high in the church world. And that's a sad situation. And we're supposed to be the example, amen, what a godly marriage looked like in God's church. But that's why our prayers enters for us, so we can stop the plots, the plans, the trickery of the enemy. So we're going to come dialogue this morning. Somebody say real talk. We're coming with real talk this morning. I thank God for transparency, because transparency helps us to heal from the broken places. It helps us to be restored. It helps us to come back in our rightful place with God, so we can understand the secrets of what a real godly marriage relationship looks like. Not what we was told or what we saw other people do, because we understand each relationship is different. And we've been talking about it for some time. I tell people what works for you. If it's working for you and you still standing, amen, keep on doing it. But one of the things, honey, I believe, well, I know for sure, one of the pitfalls when it comes to a marriage and relationship, after a period of time, I think we get comfortable. We get at a place where also common. I think we talked about it probably one of our segments some years ago about keeping it fresh. You know, I believe that any marriage, any relationship, in order to continue to develop, grow, mature, I don't care how old you are, young you are, you can still, it's always a learning process. It's always a place where we can get more to help us in our relationship, where we build from that each and every day. You know, I think we had shared about how when you get pursuing careers and building a family, you know, it do take energy, because it do takes work. It takes work. But one of the key is many people quit working on their marriage and their relationship. They quit working at it, whether they, again, got comfortable, whether they just, you know, they're tired of seeing each other on a daily basis or being each other's face. And that's why we say a lot of times, you know, you do need that me time to, you know, get away, regather your thoughts or whatever. But it's never a place where we leave the door or the space open for the enemy to come in, because we quit working. And that is an avenue for the enemy to come in, amen, to put thoughts in your mind or cause you to look elsewhere, amen, when your prize, your jewel is right before you. But you have to continue to keep working. So I just thank God that King Simmons is still working. We're still working after 29 years of being together and 25 years of marriage. And I thank God, amen, that the Lord is still working on us. And that's why we say it's so critical that we continue to keep him in our lives. And that's why I thank God for the three-strand cord marriage talk. Because anytime you think about it, three strands, we know that he is the third strand in our marriage and our relationship, because the scripture that you read, amen, you know, when God brings a man and a woman together, amen, the man, he leaves his mother and father, he cleaves to his wife. He don't cleave to nobody else. He don't cleave to, amen, his homeboys, his friends, or all of his other stuff. He cleaves to his wife. They become one flesh. And I thank God that that is one of the secrets. That is one of the mysteries that I was sharing with the people on the other night. And the man that God is teaching about love, what love got to do with it. We know that God is the epitome of love. That is the secret, because if I don't have love for you, as the Bible stated, that a husband should love his wife, not tear her down, not destroy her, not to step on her, walk on her, not to control, manipulate her, but to love her. That's what the Bible said, to love her. And that's my assignment, my duty, my responsibility, my role as a man, as a husband, to love you. And I had to learn that, and I'm still learning that. And I think that's one of the areas that will create a successful marriage and successful relationship. That's the secret of it. And I think many people fail to realize that, and that's why many marriages, relationships struggle, especially in these challenging times that we're living in. And we always say we don't come by our opinion. We come by the way of the word. We come by the way of experience, and we come by the way of the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I know it's definitely key, because I tell anybody, no matter how long you've been married, no matter how short of a time you've been married, we're not exempt. We're not exempt, because we can easily fall some short of some things to open that door up. Amen.
You said something before we get past this, go too far. You said something key towards the beginning, and you said that that marriage takes work, right? And so, in my mind, in the midst of marriage, but relationship takes work. Marriage, relationship takes work, but there should always be something new that we learn in relationships. And when you said that, you know, people have gotten too comfortable, too common, when I think about, there are things about you, even though we've been together for 29 years, there are new things that I've learned, even recently. And sometimes in learning things about people that we care about and love and are in a relationship, sometimes it could be, it may seem like it's bad, but it's really good, because it shows us that we're open, that we, even though we're around each other, we're familiar with each other, but we're not comfortable. What I mean by that is, I don't always want to see the same old Maurice. Does that make sense? Not that there's anything bad with that, but I know that God has groomed us, he's matured us, and there's always going to be something new, like you said, something fresh, something about you that it could have always been there, and I just didn't recognize it, or didn't even know he could drive a boat all these years working on boats. However, you know, when I think about these things, it's like, okay, wow, you know, here it is. You think you know the person you live with, you're in a relationship with, that you're married to. Not a bad thing, but then it gives another spark to say, wow, okay. So in relationships and marriage, well, let me back up, in true relationships, through godly relationships and those that you know that you're connected to, you should want to learn something new. Not to the point that you want to find out things to be nosy to use against them or throw in their face, but you should want to learn a new aspect about people who you say that you're truly connected to. that's what I wanted to say before you went into what you were next going to say. And it's key. When I think about even our kingdom sisters and brothers, our spiritual mother and our spiritual father, and even our previous pastors, when you think about it, when we come together and we fellowship and we're talking and dialogue, there's something new that we learn, and it makes you even gravitate to them even the more to say, you know, God, I thank you for this kingdom connect. I thank you for the connection. And it's not the type of connection that you feel like it's a soul tie that will come to destroy you, but there's something within the individual that God is connecting you to that will help you be a better person, grow and mature.
And that's good, and that's powerful, and that's what we need to learn. That's the secret of it, too, because anytime you look at a successful relationship or a successful marriage, it's always at a place of, I call it add-on, not takeaway. Because if you're, and this is where I now, don't y'all throw stone at me. Now, this is where now I got to address sometimes the issues that it, when it comes with the women. I'm going to come back to the men. Now, because me and you were dialoguing last night. You were sharing about the young lady. You live young lady now. Now, young lady now, independent lady, but her desire is to be in a relationship. Look at what she has established. We know it's not based on material things or money, but it comes from the heart, the true love. But why would you want to connect with something or bring somebody into your life where you already have established, you already you're doing well as being a single individual, could be male or female. Now, why would you want to bring someone into your life that can't add to your life? But they come in to take away from your life. But some people do that. Now, coming from growing up not being saved, not having a relationship with the Lord, understanding how I used to run as a young man, I was ignorant and foolish in my ways, young ways, before I came into my relationship with the Lord and understand how to treat a woman, amen, and how to treat my wife. Just doing whatever you want to do, manipulating, coming into a place of feeling like you could be a leech to take away. Because most people have a mindset, and it's selfish, that you could come in and you feel like, well, oh, I see a prey, and I could just bounce on it and take whatever I want. Because most times, you know, young ladies, if a man blew in your ear, and we're going to be transparent this morning, blew in your ear, okay, come on.
Wait. Let's go back. So, the example, you know, I think y'all should see him right here dancing. He didn't get distracted. He was giving an example. It's amazing how God will send someone across your path when there's an assignment, and so. Let me give a little bit more information. There was a young lady, and we were talking, and she's a single woman who is pretty established, had a home built, has raised her children, has a nice car, keeps her yard in tip-top shape, great job, makes good money, and she desires to be married. And so we was just having a conversation. And in the midst of the conversation, sometimes you have to ask the person why, or, you know, why do you want to be married? Why do you desire to be married? Because some people want to be married for purpose, to fulfill the purpose in God, and some people want to be married for companionship. So I believe some of the identifications, if you can identify why, the purpose, then I believe that opens an area that God can, you know, deal with you in certain areas. Now, if you're wanting a man because you're lonely, then say that. If you are just at a point in your life that you just want someone to lay next to, then say that. That's companionship. And sometimes when you sometimes talk about companionship, love may not be in the mix of it. And so I believe a single, divorced or widowed, if the desire to be remarried or married again enters into your mind and into your heart, you have to look also at the dynamics of your family. And in her case, she has an autistic adult son. And so I had to encourage her that enjoy being single while you can, because someone coming in has to understand the DNA of who you are in God and the dynamics of your family with a special son that needs attention. And so you don't want anyone to come in to take away, but to add to. And if they can't understand the dynamics of the family of a special needs son and the DNA of who you are in God, and she's pretty active in ministry, you don't want anyone who can come in being intimidated, jealous, or find things to complain about, but be able to come and add and take away stresses, you know what I'm saying, to her. So, you know, he said all of that, and it kind of fell in line with today, because the secrets of a successful relationship, number one, she knows who she is. We know who we are. Number one, in our relationship, in our marriage, and we know who we are in God, and God is still perfecting things within us. And so though we sometimes have to pull back. And so, you know, we had a nice long conversation, and in the midst of decreeing and declaring some things, it's not about the material things, but what I also know is I said something to her, and we laughed. When you look at what God has blessed you with, building a home from ground up, immaculate home God blessed her with. Now, she may have had some struggles along the way, but to look where she is now, you definitely don't want a jigaboo, a whatever, to come in now and try and boogabear. You call it a boogabear, I call it a jigaboo. What? It doesn't make no difference. You don't want a bear, a wolf coming in, trying to destroy what God has blessed you with. And so, you know, just making it plain, sometimes we have to write down what our desires are. We see it in our head. We see it, we picture it, we envision, but it says write the vision and make it plain upon paper. She has to write it down, and that goes for anyone else. Make sure that your desires are within the will of God, and make sure to give them to God to make sure that when he sends you the person that you don't ignore, and it could be right there before you. For those who are single, continue to do the work of the Lord. And I know some say that's easier said than done. Listen, when God sends the man, I'm going to talk for women. When God sends the man to you, be found working. Not to the point where the home is in shambles, you don't have yourself together, you're just lazy, not doing it. Be found working, doing the things of the Lord, so when he finds you, he knows that he has a good thing, and it all will come together. Now, vice versa. Don't find a bum. You know, here's the thing. When I say find a bum, so many women are going looking for the man, and that's not how it's never been designed that way. Now, I know somebody going to say, oh, we're in the 21st century, things are different now. No. Sometimes when you go looking and you have the wrong attitude about things. Sometimes you can put on an aura of desperation and you'll get exactly what you're asking for. If you're desperate, he going to give you exactly what you're looking for, and then it turns out to be something you didn't ask for. So, you know, be found, single, widow, divorcee, doing the things of unto the Lord. Because those who are married, we are to, based on the word, I'm just summarizing or rephrasing, we are to do the things to please our mate, but we also are found doing the things of the Lord as well. So we have to find a balance.
Amen. Now, and that's good, honey, and because there are still some good men out there that love the Lord, that works hard, want to take care of a family, of their marriage, their relationship. There are still a whole lot of beautiful and good, godly women out there that are desiring to be in a relationship or married. I do believe that we've run across paths with people that, but because of past relationships, because of things that they may have experienced in their life on this journey, cause walls to come up. And I have learned that, you know, just talking with people of things that are causing them not to want to be married again or want to be in a relationship is because of certain things that really damage their lives or damage, you know, that came from past relationships. But one thing I can say, and I know it to be true, that there's nothing new under the sun when it comes to God. Probably the book of Proverbs talked about it. Ecclesiastes talked about that. You know, God's plans don't change. That's when it comes to marriage, comes to relationships, comes to family. God's plan didn't change. And I shared it recently as I was dealing with the men and men, constant men they serve. Man's plan changed. And we have allowed it to change because God planned on change. God is the one that has ordained and orchestrated when it comes to a man and a woman coming together to be what? A husband and a wife, to come together to be a team, to come together to be one. And when you understand the secrets or the mysteries of the marriage and a relationship, you have to know that is on the right foundation. And that foundation, we know it's God because it stands assured. It has to be the foundation of God. And if it's built on anything else, then it's subject to fail. It could be on a roller coaster ride, the ups and downs. It puts you on a what I call emotional roller coaster ride and ride. And you know, anytime you are in our emotions and our feelings, I think the man of God said it on last day. He said, if you're in your feelings instead of getting the facts, then you're missing the main piece. And I think that's what many people struggle at. And one of the things that y'all know I say at the ministry is that when it comes to anything in life, three things you must do. You must first examine it. It's like coming into your relationship, how most people go on date. They start dating or courting, as some people call it, courtship, as the older generations call it. You're getting to know each other but not touching each other. But, you know, in this day and time now, we touch each other. Amen. And then, yeah, we go all in. I tell you what got us in trouble. You was on the bus, the train, in the hotel, you come everywhere. Got us in trouble because we started touching first before we really got to know each other. Most people want to go on in because I'm heated in the moment. I'm going on in. Forget about that dating thing. I'm going on in now. Have a good time for a moment. Amen. 15 seconds. Amen. Glory. But the foundation really has to be, it in God because he's the one that, I don't care how people look at it, what belief people have, what religion or background they have. It's based on God. That's why we say it's spiritual, sacred, and symbolic, because he instituted the first marriage, Adam and Eve. He did that. So whether the people want to believe in other countries, you can have more than one wife, amen, and have some concubines on the side, it's still the way that God has ordained and orchestrated the marriage. He instituted it. So it's his foundation. And then we have to know that it's in the building of the relationship. What did the building look like in our relationship, in our marriage, Mateen Simmons? You know, we're on display. We set an example of what a godly marriage looked like. Amen? Because a lot of people ask you, well, what's the secret to long-lasting marriage? What's the secret to you still being together? What's the secret to coming into the place of where God is strengthening your marriage each and every day, because he's in it. And we transparent. We always tell people, we know if God, if we didn't have a personal relationship with the Lord, and allow him to be in our marriage, we know it wouldn't have lasted this long. But we thank God that we have allowed our marriage to be on the right foundation. We have allowed the structure of our marriage for him to structure us the way that he has ordained and orchestrated, and that's what's given us the strength. As we keep in our marriage and our relationship fresh, we keep it fresh. I was sharing with some brothers not long ago, me and my wife, I said we have on, we try to do date night on Friday night, unless we got something else going on, where we shift from that, but we still are together, but we try to make Friday nights our date night, where we, and we're spending that time together, communicating or whatever, you know, and that continue to allow us to keep it fresh. We have to keep it fresh, because if we don't, again, we come back to that place common. We come back to that place of really not working at it, because we felt that we've been married or been together for so long, like we don't have to do anything. Yes, we do. We have to continue to keep working at it. So I just thank God for just him revealing to us what we need to do. Me as a man, you as a woman, then we come together as a team to continue to allow him to strengthen us in those areas that we're weak. And that's why when, I think you explained it some time ago, when I might be weak in a certain area, you're strong in it, you take the initiative. If I'm you're weak in certain areas, I take the strength in it. Because many people will say, well, I'm the man, I'm the stronger one, you're the weaker vessel. Amen. I'm going to do this. I'm in control. No. We come together as a team, and we work together building this marriage, this relationship. So it won't be no competing. It won't be no competitiveness. It won't be no envy, no jealousy. We're on the same team. So that's why when we understand it from this place, the secret to a successful marriage and relationship, God has to be in it. He has to be in it.
The secret's always, you know, of course, you know, communication falls under everything. When you are speaking of the foundation, the structure, and the strength, again, it all points back to God, or should always include God. Let me just say that. And when we get off track, here's the thing, when we get off track, it should direct us right back to the Father, the originator. There are so many successes or things that we should consider in relationships and in marriage. And you said that, you know, we come together, we have our date night. And, yes, we do set aside a specific day, because we know with our schedule, our work schedules, we work full-time, ministry, family, we have to make sure to make time. And, yes, there are times that we've had to change the day around, which is good, because then that means is that we don't get so used to a specific day and we're not flexible to change. And we try not to disappoint each other in the midst of if something comes up and we have to shift. We still find a way to spend our quality time together. And spending quality time together, even, you know, even in the midst of going, traveling to Illinois, we still found the time to have quality time outside of our Kingdom Sisters, Brothers, the conference, because that's key. You know, for some say, well, I want a full day. Okay, but if you can't get a full day, get a half a day. Or, you know, it's what we make in the midst of the time that we set aside for our spouses or for those who we truly care for. That's key. Communication, love, trust, respect, you know. One main thing that I keep saying one main, there are many main things to me, but I know in relationship, kingdom, covenant, connected, relationship is learning how to forgive and forgive quickly. How I forgive, or the amount of time it takes me to forgive versus you, could be different, but we're learning how to forgive quickly and move past it. And what I see in relationships is people hold on to the things that they say they forgave them for. If you hold on to it and remind that person and keep throwing it in their face, then you have not forgiven. You have lip service, but your heart is far from it. Forgiveness in relationships is so relevant and key. In ministry, family, your workplace, learn to forgive, because guess what? Unforgiveness is a silent killer. And we sometimes don't realize why we're experiencing what we are is because of something that we say we forgave, but in our mind, our heart, and through our mouth, our actions, is still there. If you say you forgive me, be a man of your word, be a woman of your word, forgive, let's move on, let's move past it, because it's not going to be a healthy or a godly relationship. Because hypocrite. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, in so many words, we're being a hypocrite. We're saying one thing, but we're doing something else, and God is not pleased. We have to learn to be honest in our relationship. And that's, and being honest doesn't mean, let me tell it like it is every time I feel like it. Being honest means be honest with your feelings internally, but express it externally, but find the approach, find a way to do it, because we can sometimes tear each other down in the midst of being honest. And being honest also means having a solution to any form of issue or problem that we're having. So many people in relationships will share how they feel, but are not presenting a solution to the issues of life or to the problem at hand. Go back to the Word of God. We have to see God in everything that we do. There's just no way around it. We're living life to be happy. Do know that there's going to be some unhappy moments. But in the midst of the unhappiness, find the joy and the strength of God in it so you can learn from it and move forward in it.
Amen. That's powerful. And that's why we say that Team Simmons, we on the move, and there ain't no stopping us now. We definitely on the move. And we don't boast and brag in ourselves, but we boast and brag in our relationship with God, because we know, again, without him, we are nothing. Without him, we can do nothing, but it's in the strength that he gives us as individuals, and then come together collectively to continue to set that example, especially to get his wisdom in these trying times we're living in, because we said we need the wisdom of God. Like I said, the church, wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom, all that good, and get understanding. And many people, if they choose not to want to get to know something, and that's the point that I was driving on, shifted from it when I was talking about anything in this life. You have to first examine it, then study it, and then master it. Come to what we was talking about, being part of the date night or courtship, you examine it first. Just don't go into the emotional or the what we call the fire part of it, where you're feeling, you know, the burning. But you really examine it, and then you go into now you're studying it. You're studying it, whatever it is. You're studying, okay, the background of something, because most of the time it's right before you. It's right before you. But God didn't leave us in the dark. He didn't leave us ignorant to fall into the trap. Was it there? No. It was there the whole time, but people call it blind love. Blind love. No, it was there the whole time. But did you master it? Exactly, because you was in the heat of the moment. You just didn't want to see it. Yeah, in the heat of the moment. It felt good. You know, it felt good. I tell you about that blowing in that ear now. It felt good, or the smelling good. It felt good, but you didn't master it. And I think we should learn from our mistakes. I call them life lessons learned. We should, but sometimes we make the same old mistake because we again move out of our emotions, our feelings, our thoughts. we know that God will give us the desires of our heart, but we really have to know that it is the will of God that he has for our lives. Because most people, and I think I heard it recently, not long ago, I don't know if that was in a group of people talking or was just someone I heard talking, was saying that they want to be found. They want to be found. These are women in the church, too, vice versa, you know, men, because, you know, men most of the time, they're the seekers. But I think it's coming from a woman saying that she wants to be found. And I think a lot of times it's because of all that they have gone through, experience, or what they see around them, where they want to be found. And like you said, you brought up some good points earlier about what is your reason? Is it you want companionship? You want love? You want support? You want stability? What is it that you want? Because it's not you will set the aura of something you want companionship or you just want a friend. Eventually that will come, but it could create something else that you might not be ready for. So that's why you got to make up in your mind, make up in your heart, this is what I want when it comes to a relationship that I know or a covenant relationship that I know that God has, that God is bringing together, that this is going to be the man of my dreams, my heart desire, or this is going to be the woman of my dreams and my heart desire, vice versa. So those are the things that we have to really come to know when it comes to the secret to successful relationship or marriage. We just got to continue to allow God to be in it, allow him to just set everything in place because it is the foundation of him. Every other foundation, y'all know, the Bible speaks of, is really shaking. It's a shaky foundation. You can build on it. I think I was sharing with you how most people think a successful marriage or relationship, you can look at wealthy people. I think we use Bill Gates and Melanie Gates as an example, wealthiest people in the world, but look, going through a divorce, gone through it or whatever. But that's not it. Your foundation must be on God. That's the foundation because if you feel if you are a God or you feel like you are in a place of pride, everything revolves around me, or around us. No. You just open the door for, to come to a place that's subject to for failure. So that's why we say it has to be in God. Now, we ain't talking about when it get to the intimate part and all of that stuff. We understand, amen, that God ordained a man and a woman to come together and be intimate, sexual, because all that's good. That's part of the marriage and the relationship. To continue to keep it fresh and build, because after a while, guess what? That's going to get old as we grow together. But most people have built it on that. Oh, wow, she gives good sex. Wow, he gives good sex. They build it on that. No, that's the wrong foundation if you build it on that or build it on the looks, the physique. All that's going to get old, the Pepsi-Cola shade. All that's going to get old. Yeah, anything. That's why they take the vow in sickness and health and what? In rich or poor. You take those sacred vows before God, before man. So, but these things are going to eventually fade away. So that's why we try to keep it fresh. But the older we get, we know that all of that right there is going to fade away. But as long as we're on the foundation of God, long as we keep him in the center of our marriage and our relationship, we will be the structure of that true marriage and relationship that ordained by God, and we will have the strength each and every day, the strength of that.
You said something, and while you were talking, I could see the foundation of when someone builds a house. There's always different stages to building. So when you build, they first got to build the ground or make sure that that's even, and they, pour up the concrete, make sure that, matter of fact, the whatever pipe and all that stuff is down first. But when you think about building a house from ground up and you look at the finished product, it looks beautiful. You wouldn't think there were any issues. But once the ground starts settling and years may have passed, you may start to see a crack here or say, well, what's going on here? Now, get this. Some people can ignore those things and say, oh, it's okay. The house is new. It ain't going, you know, this is a brand new house. Ain't it? But at the end of the day, the more you start to ignore it, the worse things can get. So you have a choice to make. You either keep allowing what's going on that you see evident. You see it before you. It ain't no you feel it in the spirit. You see the evidence of it in the natural. If you keep ignoring these things that you see before you, you know at some point it's going to cause more damage and could crumble or cause more, could cause a financial hardship if you keep continuing to allow something to get out of hand. Now, or you could either make the choice to do something about it when you first see it. So let's go back to the foundation. We realize that sometimes in marriages, in relationships, there are some things that try to affect or impact the foundation. But it's up to us to identify, recognize, and do something about it. And the something is stay in prayer. Stay in prayer on your faith. Stay in the word. And don't allow things to get too far gone, because when that happens, it brings more stressors into the relationship. It brings more stressors and it affects your health. And so, listen, the foundation will always be God, the word of God, prayer, meditation. That will always be the foundation. That should be. That should be what we do. And I understand that, you know, in the midst of the foundation, that's always making sure that the structure. Hold on right there. Okay, come on.
Since you said that, now, if the case, because we ran across many cases over the years, even in North Carolina. Okay. Say it's a godly marriage relationship. We talk about the foundation. If it ain't start out good and the cracks, this and that, and they're not dealt with. Okay. One person in the marriage, they want to correct the problem, get it fixed, but another person in the relationship do not. How do they deal with that?
I believe somewhere along the way there was the foundation that was built up, and somewhere in the midst of the foundation and the finished product, I'm going to say finished product, the house, the, what you want to call the structure of the home, I'm putting it to the house, but we're also talking about the person because we also represent a temple. Somewhere in the midst of the foundation and the building and the temple, we lost focus. We veered and strayed away, and we allowed our own mindset, our own thinking, to come into play, and we stopped seeing God in the process. We stopped seeing God in the process, and we made it more about me, myself, and I. We taught on that in Bible study, me, myself, and I, but forgetting sometimes that we didn't, well, not sometimes, I feel like the person did not go back to the originator. There were signs in the beginning, here we go, you chose to ignore. I thought I could change that person. They love me enough that I can deal with it. And then it gets out of hand and it becomes a, you know, where they say a small fire turns into a brush fire. And now it's out of hand and there's no control to it. How do you handle that? You really have to seek the face of God, because somewhere along the line, you know that you don't want to prove to people that you didn't marry the right person. And there may be something within your inner being, and even other people may have told you this is not the person you need to marry, but you chose to do it anyway. So our prophet Laron, there are consequences to the decisions that we choose to make. We may not see those consequences early on, but somewhere down the line, we are going to feel the wrath of those consequences. And so what do? It's only God that can give you the directions on how to handle it, what to do, to remain, to leave. Everybody is different. The structure of a man is different. The structure of a woman is different. But you have to reevaluate. This is not where it started, but this is how it is towards the end. Not saying that's the end of the relationship, but here we are, I'm going to say 25 years later. This is not what I know God showed me in the beginning. But somewhere along the line, whether one of us got off track or both of us, somewhere there was deception. There was a crack left, the crack in the foundation that we didn't through prayer, meditation.
Amen, that's powerful. Even while you were talking, I was just looking and visualizing how there must be a flow, and a flow has to go in the same direction when it comes to marriage relationship. Because it's not, we talked about it when I said about the tug of war. It's one pulling one way, one pulling the other way. The secret is there must be a flow. There must be a continual flow, just like if you look at traffic. Traffic is flowing in the same direction when it's on the main strip, the main highway, interstate, whatever it is. You got one traffic going one direction, another going another. Now, they both coming in the same direction head on. That's why they create the highways they create them, where they created them, so it creates what? Collision. Because coming in the same direction, you create collision. And what you get when a collision, you get a crash. That will be what? Devastation. Opposite direction. Yeah, you get devastation. So there must be a continual flow, a flow in the marriage and the relationship. Because if not, then devastation is coming. And that's why we see many devastation and many marriage and relationships in the church world now, in the church world, because we don't deal with certain things, because we feel like if we don't address it, communicate it, talk about it, then we feel like we will offend the person that I'm with. No, it's better to be transparent, to deal with the rooted issue or whatever it is, because like you said earlier, consequences, they are coming. And many people can't handle the consequences when they come. It brings emotional breakdown, psychological breakdown, bring all these different things, issues into our lives. The sickness open up doors for to go elsewhere, sexual immorality, other things started creeping in. And we wonder where all these things coming from. When you said now the foundation here, when you came into that covenant, it was God. And I always ask the question, what shifted you? So there must be a continual flow. You must flow in that direction, flowing as God leading you as the couple, the man and the woman that he has ordained together. Because you said something powerful, and I think that would have gotten men up in trouble. Because you thought that that was the person you should have been with, but really it wasn't. The sign was there. Again, you just ignored them. So the consequence that you're dealing with them now, you expect to change, believe in change, but guess what? The other person don't want to change. So this is why I asked that question, because you're now in tug of war. You're tugging, one going one way, one going other way. What they do, that creates intense fellowship, that creates an atmosphere that's chaotic, that creates a division. It creates a lot of stuff that we're not built for, especially when it comes to the woman, because she's an emotional creature. So we really have to know we're on the right foundation and know that the structure that would give the continual strength that we need in a marriage and a relationship that God has ordained and God has designed. But somebody say, well, what if we got married and God ain't in it? You want to get God in it, especially these times we're living in now. You want to definitely get God in it. Amen. He definitely need to be in it. You need to be in it. It's necessary in this time. So sorry for shifting you from that point, but I want to bring that in.
In the midst of the foundation, the structure, the strength, when you think about the successes of relationship and marriage, you know, going back to something you said, but I'm going to find it as communication. Sometimes what we call communication, dialogue and talking, or trying to share something with our spouse or people in relationship, what I've learned is that sometimes we don't listen. We just, you know, we're not listening, and sometimes the person who is doing the talking is just talking at them instead of talking to them, so they can be heard, and the conversation can be open enough that it won't turn into an intense fellowship. You know, sometimes knowing the timing of when to have a conversation. And when you're heated and already upset and closed off, that's not the time to try to have a conversation, because all you're doing is, again, you're talking at the person and not hearing you. What you're saying is not getting across. You think you're getting it off your chest, but that's all you're doing is getting it off your chest, and it's just falling. It's just falling dead to the ground. We have to know, we learned this early on and still are learning this, is that, you know, even though you may want to talk about something or bring something to the table, make sure you go to God about it first, because sometimes we can bring more chaos and confusion and not bring resolve to a situation. There is also going to be times that we're going to agree to disagree, but it's how we handle it. You don't always agree with me. I don't always agree with you, but we come to a common ground and we try to understand and see what we're both saying to each other. And then later on, we're like, you know what? Okay, that made sense. I still may not agree, but it made sense, you know? And somebody would say, well, how can you say that? Easy. Because here's the thing is, I heard you, and at the time, it may be a conversation I was having with you, and I was talking totally about something, and so it's how we perceive a thing. How we comprehend and how we perceive it. And sometimes we have to be a little more clearer in our communication. We can't just say a vague statement and then expect that you know, if I say something to you and be like, or you say something to me and I'm like, I ain't get it. What do you mean? And then that's where sometimes, well, you ain't got to get it. I got it off my chest. That's all that matters. Okay, that don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes we can bring more chaos and confusion in the midst of communicating to one another. 29 years of being together, committed to one another, committed to seeing our relationship be better and God be pleased in it, has taken work, still takes work. I can't always assume things when you're bringing things to the table and vice versa. And when assumption comes in, that's where 9 times out of 10, again, there is more confusion that builds up. So I would rather us be clear in our communication, then that way we both walk away from the table saying, okay, I get what he's saying. And it don't turn into an argument. And it gives you something. I can hear Deacon Thomas, thought-provoking. It gives us something to provoke. I mean, you know, to kind of like stimulate our mind and like, okay, all right, this is what he said on Monday, but I finally got it by Friday, because guess why? It may have took a little time, but I really had to think about it and put it before God. God, what was he, you know, outside of what you clearly communicated, helped me to understand the dynamics of what was saying. No, I ain't trying to be all deep, but sometimes you just have to come back to a thing and be like, you know what, honey, I got what you're saying. And I'm glad that it didn't turn into or veer in a different direction, because sometimes we can have conversations, communicate, bring points, or just share our heart, and we get upset over nothing. It's not anything to get upset about. We just need to think about it. Communication is key in every relationship. And sometimes it is the receiver who don't want you to be truthfully honest with them. Some people don't know how to handle, I think that's more so the better way to say it. People don't know how to handle the person who's delivering the information. But I think if we always know the timing, timing is key. If we know the right timing, and someone may even say, now, how do you know when the right time is to share? you will know. There's also things that we have to do to prepare, especially when it comes to hard conversations. And just, you know, hey, set the tone, set the mood in your home. Maybe don't have the conversation at home. Take a drive, sit by the water, go out to dinner. You know, but there are times that we just have to communicate with one another to make sure that we're effective in our communication and that we want to be better. We want to be a better us. Because like you said, there's always a point where we're always in the limelight, and it's not about the attention or being out there, but whatever we do, wherever we are, we should always want to glorify God. Are we always going to get it right? Absolutely not. But listen, when we have those moments that we don't get it right, repent, forgive, go back to the person, make things right, and move forward. Don't stay stuck. Move forward. You said flowing. Flowing means there's always a movement. And for me, when I think about flowing, flowing forward, you don't see water moving backwards. Now, you may, like, sometimes see water standing still, but in the midst of it standing still, there's still movement in the current of water. And so we have to think about that in all our relationships. Do you want to remain stuck, stagnant, or do you want to continue flowing where your relationship, your marriage, is always going to represent God in the foundation, the structure, and the strength of who you are and who we are?
Amen. That's powerful. And one of the things I would encourage if any married couple is listening in this morning to always really sit down and be open and honest before each other. Communicate in the flow because that will help your marriage and your relationship. What it is that you want, what it is you desire out of this marriage, out of this relationship. And it goes back to something you said a few minutes ago, honey, when you was talking about not an assumption. A lot of people do assume. I remember Minister messaged about ask before you assume. I learned on this journey that never judge anything without knowing what it is first. I know a lot of people say, well, if it walk like a duck, then it must be a duck. If it kiss like a snake, then it must be a snake. They give all these terminology, but I know discerning thing. This is why I really, when it comes to marriage and relationship, you really have to really discern what it is, because we know a lot of people are like wolves in sheep clothing or disguising themselves, got masks on, you know, got predators waiting on the prey, all of this different stuff. So you really have to discern, amen, to get to a point where you really know what it is, what you're getting into, who the person is, who am I talking to, who I'm coming in covenant with. You have to really discern that. You really have to know that. And so you can come into the flow of the marriage and the relationship, and that God will continue to bless it. One thing, I don't know why I was sitting here thinking about this, because, I've been talking to a lot of men recently, even saved and unsaved. When the Lord lay on my heart, I just dialogue with them, just, hear their thoughts, hear their talk. I remember over the past past month that I was addressing the men, with the members of the men conference, and I said it out loud. I said, you got a lot of men because they carry pride, and they say, well, I don't need another man to teach me how to be a man. But you look at it this standpoint, and you see the attributes or the characteristics of how they are. Now, if you say you're a man but still acting like a boy, something wrong, or vice versa, if it's a woman, she's still acting like a girl. We got to come to grips now. You say, I don't need another man to teach me how to be a man, but God set people strategically in our lives that help us, because we don't know it all. That's why we need help one to another. so that we can get the proper what? Wise counsel and the guidance to help us in whatever we deal with in the earth realm. So I just thank God this morning, the secret to a successful relationship and marriage. We know that God has to be the foundation. We have to build on that. And RTM know that, you know, many times of sharing with them about our foundation as individuals, building on that foundation that God has structured for us, amen, as his body, and then getting the strength that we need. Because I pray every day that, that's why we come together. We come together and we pray, as we encourage every couple to come together to pray, touch and agree. You draw strength from each other from that. You're building them up. You're building them up in their strength to encourage them. We're not tearing down. We're not tearing down. What we're doing, we're moving out what's not of God. We're moving out what's not of God to help this marriage, to help this relationship. Because a lot of stuff in our carnal, fleshly nature, which is nasty, it creates a lot of mess in our marriage and our relationship. And that's why a lot of people got a lot of mess in their marriage and their relationship. I mean, you want to choose to accept it in your marriage and relationship, that's you. But help is here. As I always share with the church, help is here. Get the help you need, whatever it is. Get the help. So I just thank God.
Sometimes it's getting down to the nitty-gritty, making sure that we get to those dirty areas in our lives. And most of the time when we get all of the fluff out of the way, we find out it's not what it actually is. It is something within ourselves that we didn't allow God to deal with, or we didn't deal with, that affected or impacted the marriage. I remember hearing Bishop Williams on last weekend mention that we sometimes come into a relationship or marriage undelivered. And so there are areas in our lives that we have to, must deal with in order for the relationship and marriage to be better and to be of God. Being deliberate means it's not always a bad thing. There are things within our mind, our heart, our spirit that we left undealt with. Then there are habits or addictions that we need to be delivered of. And so we have to want those things. And if you don't want it, then it's like you're saying, okay, I don't want to be a better version of me to represent the image of Christ. Because remember, at the end of the day, that scripture where the creation of man was in his image. So if we were created in his image, then we should want to be delivered, be set free, let go of those things that are hindering us as an individual and hindering our relationship. We should want that. We should, you know, no matter who it is, you can be the best of the best. You can be the worst of the worst. But I'm just saying, no matter where we are in life, we have never all come or have arisen to the point that we cannot be delivered. It's a choice. Everything that we do is a choice. And so I want to read this marriage. It's titled Marriage Box, and it's an author unknown. It said, most people get married believing a myth that marriage is a beautiful box full of all the things that they have longed for, companionship, intimacy, friendship, etc. The truth is that marriage at the start is an empty box. You must put something in before you can take anything out. There is no love in marriage. Love is in people, and people put love in marriage. There is no romance in marriage. You have to infuse it into your marriage. A couple must learn the art and form and form the habit of giving, loving, serving, praising, keeping the box full. If you take out more than you put in, the box will be empty.
We bless the Lord this morning. Amen. Well, people, God, I pray that you have gotten something out of this talk this morning. My God, my God. I know I did. It blessed me. So our minister, we'll take commercial, any announcements, and we'll come back, open the lines up this morning for any questions or comments.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, The Unfinished Chapter, the brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestore, the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The new book is coming soon.
The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
All right. Amen. All right. Well, we bless the Lord again on today as we dialogue today about the secret to a successful relationship and marriage. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you on this morning. All right. We're going to open up the lines this morning. And do we have anything over in the chat room this morning? Any questions, comments over in the chat room? Now we're going to the blog side. Amen. All right. If you're on the blog side, you hit one on your dial this morning. If you got a question or comment for King Simmons, hey, man, just hit one on your dial. If you're on the conference line, you can star 6 and come right on in. All right. And we bless the Lord on this morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm just so thankful to hear what the Lord has given you both today. It has been really an encouraging, thought-provoking, as well as having wanting to go deeper in prayer to ask the Lord, you know, on direction on based off of my marriage. And so I just thank God for you and Prophetess Simmons, because many times we don't realize the jewels that we have in our lives. Not to say that I don't recognize it, I recognize it all the time. But just to hear the words of wisdom that God has given you, and sometimes things don't make sense at the moment when you're going through things, but I thank the Lord that at the right given moment, God gives you the trinkets, the notes, the aha moments, you know, right when you need it, to bring refreshing, to bring conviction and to bring conviction and just growth, you know. And sometimes when you don't have it in your life, you will be stale. You will, you know, be stuck. But I thank God that I am not stuck because I have people in my life that really love me and will give direction. And God uses you both in those areas of my life. And so I thank God for you all. I thank God for even what Prophet has said that stuck with me and while I'm out here working, that water don't move backwards. And that is so true. I've never seen a stream go upwards. You know, it always flows down. So, you know, I thank God that when we open ourselves up to God, he flows down on us when we allow him to minister to us. And even in our marriage or whatever state of relationship that an individual is in, you know, we have to just look to him, look up, you know, and allow him to flow down, but have our ears open to hear, because if we don't have our ears open, then we can't move forward. We'll go by our own, you know, agenda, and it leaves us in a place where, you know, you'd be like, dang, why did I do that, or why did I go that route? You know, it'd be based off of your flesh and not what God wants. And so I thank God for you all. And I pray that those that hear it will be able to hear exactly what God is using you to bring forth to the people so that they can be unstuck, they can come back and be refreshed, and they can keep their relationships fresh or keep themselves holy until God opens that door for them. So God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well, woman of God. You know, God always gives man free will choice, and he gives us that choice to choose. Our desire to choose whatever we want. When we make that choice, whatever it is, to look to him for the better, should be for the better, the best, for the greatness, because that's everything that contains to God. But when people choose to remain the same or stay in the same state of mind, that's their free will choice. They don't have to stay there. They don't have to stay in that state of mind, but people sometimes choose that because they become selfish, prideful, or it's their own agenda. So that's why we need God, because in our, we'll stay in that state of mind. So bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much.
Amen. Be encouraged. I truly know that sometimes, you know, when I think about even in our relationship from year one until now, there were some times that were challenging to us. But we had to have an ear to hear, and we had to seek godly counsel. Even in the midst of seeking godly counsel, we had to apply the principles of the word of the word of God and the words that were spoken from the godly counsel that we sought. And so when it gets to the point that you don't want to accept, recognize, receive, and apply what's given, it's a moment that you just have to come back. You said an aha moment. It's just one of those moments that you have to come back and reevaluate. God, who am I in you? What's important to you is important to me. And the word of God says that he will order our footsteps. Sometimes what has happened, we put our own feet in the way of what God is, how he's directing us, and we trip and fall, but then we don't know how to get back up and move forward in certain things. And so it's just allowing God to, you know, re-identify. Sometimes I can hear, will the real Jeannie stand up? Will the real Maurice stand up and come forth? You know, sometimes we have to pull back and see ourselves and say, okay, God, I'm giving you me. Now show me who I am in you and what do I need to do from this point. Some things don't feel good. Some things don't feel good. And you know, and even in our marriage, when our relationship in the beginning, you know, there were things that it definitely did not feel good. But guess what? We had to come to grips to recognize this is what was going on, and we had to deal with the matters at hand. And because we both were willing to, I believe that that made a difference, because if we didn't want to, I do truly believe we would not be together now. There were both moments that we wanted to walk away from God, but we both realized that there was purpose in our marriage, and God ordained it, and we wanted and needed this for our lives, and we honored the counsel, we honored God, and we honored the word in our marriage and prayer. We honored all those things. So when you get to the point that you dishonor the things that God has put before you, then I don't want to say it's a lost cause, but it's almost like you're pouring things out and not being refilled back in those areas, and it's like your oil is being wasted. You have other things that God is trying to fulfill in your life, but you realize you're putting all your eggs in one basket, and those eggs are now becoming rotten. And so sometimes we can be at a place where we're not allowing new things to come in, new things to be done or be renewed or restored in God, because we keep holding on to the old. We're holding on to the old things. We're holding on to the old promises. We're holding on to everything old. But when we become new in God, he will do the work. He refreshes us. He restores us. He renews us. He purifies us. And guess what? He reconciles everything about us. And so if we don't feel that or experience, not feel, if we don't experience the newness in God in our lives, no matter what we do, our relationships will remain in a stuck place.
Amen. You know, and that's why Bishop Williams, he said something last weekend. He said, apology without action leads to anger, and some of the words frustration. And that's why a lot of, again, marriage and relationships are in anger and frustration. They're dealing with a lot. And they say it from their mouth, but their hearts are far away from it. Hearts are far away from it. And this is like when it comes to our relationship with God. We say certain things to God. We repent. We're sorry. But at the same time, our actions don't line up with that. So our actions have to line up, as I always say, with your claim. And that's why it's so important. So we bless the Lord on today. There's a question that was asked. It's how to respond to a person who tells you they play second fiddle in the relationship. Example, they were chosen because the person you wanted didn't want you. That's a good question. It said, how do you respond to a person who tells you they play second fiddle in the relationship? Example, they were chosen because the person you wanted didn't want you. Powerful. But this is to go back to I said in the beginning, why you must examine, study, then master it. When you discern, come on, Angel.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I want to be careful in what my response. I ain't playing second to nobody. And if you chose me because somebody else you wanted didn't want you, then you shouldn't never marry the person in the first place. Because you always will be considered, you just the leftover of what, you know what I'm saying? In so many words, yeah, you might have a choice in who you wanted to date, marry, but for someone to tell you that, that's a slap in the face, that you were not their first choice, only choice, that they just settled for you. That's right, but I'm just saying to me, I'm just expressing what it says to me. You may come different. But it is a slap in the face, because I wouldn't want you to tell me. I'm just saying, I wouldn't want you to tell me that. And I've never heard, I've never heard you say anything demeaning to that extent. And so whether it's male or female, no one wants to know you only chose me because who I really wanted moved on or had somebody else. I know there are options in life, but then, you know, if that's the only reason why, then really you didn't have to marry the person. You shouldn't have married the person, because what you're saying is, well, you know, I'll just deal with you. This is all I can get for the moment. What? Then that means you're not looking to build, invest, to grow in life with. I just think, you know, I'll take a moment, but to me that's a slap in the face.
Amen. And it is, and that's why people deal with consequences. And you said it, honey. That's why people deal with consequences, because they take God as a play toy and they take marriage and relationship as a game. This is not a game. This is reality. This is people's lives. And that's why people's lives have really been in shambles, destroyed, emotionally messed up. This is not a game. This is a reality. And if we don't take this thing serious, it's why it's so important that we have God in our lives, we have God in our relationships and in our marriage, because the enemy will use stuff like this. This ain't from God. The enemy will use stuff like this to play those mind games with people, emotions, their feelings, spirituality, their relationship, because most of the time, I'm going to take it back, because the women are emotional creatures, most of the time they put all in. Most of the time, they put all in. They're going all in. They want it all. But men, sometimes, because they are a man, they have some type of reserve. Sometimes, until you become a godly man, amen, and then let God groom you, shape you, mold you, become a man of God, you will no longer have those tendencies to go outside to chase. I call it chase and tell, because they're gonna look at a nice, beautiful-looking woman or look at the shape and all of that. That's normal for a man. But this, when it comes to stuff like this right here, it goes on. I call it a Hollywood syndrome. It goes on, and it's real, and it's happening even in the church. It's in the church world. So for a person even to open up their mouth to tell another person that, you're playing with that person's emotions, the feeling, you're playing with that person's life. So that's why it's so important, men of God, so important, women of God, so important, singles, so important, widows and divorcees, so important, marriage and relationships, so important that we know this. Because if we don't know this, then we're subject to what? Create the same problem, create the same mess, because we don't know it. We should learn from it, but sometimes we repeat the process and go through it, but consequences come.
Be thou made whole is what I can hear. And that's what I'm hearing right now. Be thou made whole. Know that in any relationship, whether it succeeds, I don't want to say fail. Here's the thing. Marriage only fails when people stop working at it. Be thou made whole. Allow God to renew your strength in Him, your mindset, and your heart. 9 times out of 10, people say things as such to try to tear you down physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. It's a thing where they come to tear you down. Be thou made whole. And allow the residue, but the oil of God to flow upon you to remove such things from your mind and your heart, because these are the things that can turn, cause people to turn bitter, angry, resentful. But when you know who you are in God, what they said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. They may form. They may even come as far as trying to penetrate the skin, but do know it will not prosper. And when people speak against or try to impart or release negatively into your spirit and your mind, they have to realize that there are consequences to words spoken, not just actions, but words spoken. And I would be afraid of being the person who is releasing these things, doing these to cause harm to another person. So be thou made whole.
And that's good. And while you were talking, I was just thinking about, and I know it grieved the heart of God, because I have seen it down through the years and still see it, and it's happening in the church. Many houses are out of order. I'm not going to call the young lady name, but this lady, she just a new hire. She's been at my job now probably over the past several months. She's a very, because it can happen to women as well as it happened to men. Men doing it. Women do it too. But it just shows you, and I know the young lady fiance because I used to work with him, but they live in the same house. And that's why my encouragement to men is I even encourage her. You know, a friendly person, because the conversation came up when I said something about, okay, I know your fiance used to work together, a pretty good guy. I said, but in their house, they're living in separate quarters. I call it separate quarters. One, she live upstairs, he live downstairs, in so many words. But marriage and marriage, the same thing. You got one person sleeping in another room, another person sleeping in another room, husband and wives. House is out of order. And people got anything that's out of order and out of alignment, you got chaos, you got problems, you got something that you created in a monster, really, that you ain't ready for. And this young lady, she up all on other men at work, and I've just said, Lord, help that young lady. Help her. Help her. Not only is she doing it, because I asked, I said, well, when y'all going to get married? Why y'all ain't married? She said, I'm not marrying him. Wait a minute, y'all live in the same house. In so many words, exactly what I said, y'all roommates. But y'all sleeping together, same house, but you sleep in a different quarter, but come together, you know, have sexual intercourse or whatever, whenever you feel like it. But really, it's almost like the same question that the person just asked. Okay, her mindset is outside of the house, or his mindset is outside of the house. But I believe that they're there with you for convenience. They're there with you because you're going to help take care and meet some of the other needs that they ain't got. So we can look at all of this from different perspectives and different ways. And I pray for this young lady because she in a world of trouble. Consequences are coming. So to live like that and to do what you do, but that's society, and it's happening right in the church, y'all. Married people that say they love the Lord, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, sanctified, separated in the house. One sleeping in one bedroom, another sleeping in another bedroom. Children see this. Wait a minute, mama over here, daddy over here. What's going on? Come on, y'all. Man, all right. Anybody want to add to that? Come in to dialogue on that question that was asked. Hey, man, honey, you want to read that question again? Amen. And it says, how to respond to a person who tells you they play second fiddle in the relationship. Example, they were chosen because the person you wanted didn't want you. Nice. All right. We're moving right along. You can start 6 over your line up. You're on the block side. You get one on your dial. You can come right on.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Evangelist Marshall. God bless you.
God bless you.
Awesome lesson this morning. What I want to say, I want to comment on this question that was asked. I also feel like, too, it goes back to loving ourselves as well, because when we realize who we are and when we have a relationship with the Lord and knowing how he loves us and the benefits of living for God and how I would say the relationship with him make us feel so special, so good, so awesome, and that intimacy in worship, you know, it's just so fulfilling, you know, and the Holy Spirit comforts us and satisfies us when we enter into a relationship with a mate, or, you know, and then just say it is going to marriage. Even that by itself is a standard to go on. How should a person treat us? Because the Holy Spirit already satisfies us, make us feel whole already. So to get into a relationship and someone makes you feel less than, our relationship with the Father already should be a flag. I'll just say that. And I just feel like it goes back to we don't love ourselves enough. And then when we look at, you know, say whoever the person is picked you second, a lot of times people have not healed from that first relationship. And I feel anytime you break up with someone, and I see this all the time on my job, you got the dating apps now. So when one person don't work out for you, you just go on that app and flip and click another, and you go out with another person. But nobody has healed from the first relationship. And so, like you say, there's a domino effect, because you, some people really don't even know themselves to even know what they want. And then they end up hurting people because their life emotions is chaotic. So I just feel like we need to love ourselves, and then relationship with the Lord to have some kind of standards, not standards based up on the world or what your girlfriends feel, but what is standard biblically and with the relationship that you have with the Lord could help set some boundaries on not being second, because he makes us all first and special in the apple of his eye with him. Rebecca.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. That's powerful. You know, man, one of the things that I think, because even when you're addressing it, as we're addressing it from this place, I know a lot of people on different levels of faith, and some people maybe not be saved that might be listening in this one, or even if you come across people that don't have a relationship with understand what they see from a relationship standpoint between a man and a woman. I think a lot of times it's because of the choices that people make out of the heat of the moment or what they think that they like, and they realize that it wasn't all what it cracked up to be, and then they shift to move on to something else, and this is why we get what we get dealing with marriage and relationship, and why, it, to me, it seems like it's getting worse instead of getting better. We got our work cut out for us to set that example, and I think that's why many people will not get back into relationships again, because of the past hurts, the pain, different things they had to experience and go through. How is that I'm going to be married to my wife but have a two or three side chicks, or feel like, well, I'm only with her because only what I can get for her, gain from her, and still have the other women that I have really feelings for that they don't even want me, but I'm with her. So it don't even make sense, or vice versa, however you want to look at it. So it just, to me, that's lunatic. It's ludicrous. It's crazy. So bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Bless the Lord on today. All right, if you got another question, if you're on the blog site, get one on your dial. If you're on the conference line, you start. If you got a question or want to make a comment this morning, you can come right on in at this time. All right. Well, thank you so much, people of God, for tuning in this morning. We pray that something had been said that will encourage you, strengthen you, bless you. I know many people are sleeping. I always say, while God is speaking, many are sleeping. And I know many people are challenged, amen, with many things that are going on in their family lives, their personal lives, due to, amen, the warfare, through the devastation of loss, losing loved ones. Our prayers are going out for you, amen. We know we came out of a powerful conference. We know that the warfare, the attacks will be great, but God has already prepared us, amen, to be able to go through it, amen. So we thank God for you, amen, on this morning. So, amen. We bless the Lord. You could be a blessing to this conference line as well as say you could be a blessing. I don't know if Minister Owen or Dr. Matthew Vanson, when it's highlighted on the board, can give it any information, amen, concerning how to give.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30.
Okay, you can go ahead with the commercial.
Right.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
All right. Bless the Lord on this morning. Again, we thank God for the opportunity to share from this platform. Again, another three-strand cord marriage talk with Emily, Maurice, and Eugenie, Team Simmons. We bless the Lord for each and every one of you on today. All right, the secret to a successful relationship and marriage. Amen. The foundation, the structure, and the strength of it. Amen. We all need it in these challenging and trying times. Amen. And it has to come from God. So we bless the Lord on today. All right. Again, you can give, be a blessing to this ministry. You can give by the way of Zelle. That is WeRestoreYou, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Yahoo.com. That is Zelle. WeRestoreYou, the letter U. Amen. At yahoo.com. Or by Cash App. You can give by Cash App. That is RFPIM. Amen. Cash App, RFPIM. So, sow into this great work, this, to the man of God ministry, the vision that God has given the man of God, the blessings. I always say, you sow into a prophet's reap, a prophet's reward. Amen. Apostle Paul said, sow into your spiritual things, to reap your carnal things. So, we pray for all of the men and women of God, the kingdom leaders. Amen. That lost loved ones. We thank, bless God for you. We pray for your family. We know that earth has no sorrow, heaven cannot heal. Amen. Go through your process because it's a pain that cannot be explained. I tell you, it's a pain that cannot be explained. Just go through the process. We bless the Lord on today. All right, the final words from you, honey.
To God be all the glory. I truly thank God for this opportunity to come before each and every one of you and to know that we're continually allowing God to build on our foundation, the structure, and the strength to make sure that we are who he needs us to be in this day and this hour, not just for others, but for him to be glorified through us, that other men, women, boys, and girls will be drawn to him. We bless God that for every relationship, every marriage, every covenant relationship, that it be restored, it be renewed, restored unto God. That we allow God to do a work in us so we can be the finished product that he needs here on this earth. We are the walking, talking epistles in the earth, and so we need to allow God to form us, create us the way that we need to be, so, again, he will get the glory here on this earth. We thank you all for joining us on today, and remember, to encourage yourself in the Lord, to know who you are, know your identity. Even if, you know, I think so many times in relationships, and especially when you hear people say in marriage that they want a godly man or woman, and then they go on a title. Listen, let me tell you, Having a title does not make you, but the power of prayer, being in the Word, knowing who you are, is more important than the title that you carry. Because carrying a title will not get you to heaven. There are many people who carry a title that is going straight to hell. And we need to make sure to know who we are in this hour, in this season, and in this dispensation of where we are. I bless God for Dr. LaRon and his absence, and we thank God for the opportunity that God has afforded us. And we thank God that we are maturing and growing in God. And I thank God for each one of my kingdom sisters and brothers. I love you with the love of the Lord. God bless you on today.
Amen. All right, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to say thank you. We thank you, God, for what has been shared across this platform on today. Father, I pray there will be no backlash, no retaliation that will come out of this word. Father, I pray for the singles on today. Touch them one by one, then touch them all together. Father, I pray for every covenant marriage. God, I pray that you continue to strengthen it. Bless it, God. Bless it in the endeavor. Bless it in the going. Bless it in the coming, oh God. Set a hedge of protection around it, and no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. And God, I decree and I declare by faith, God, that it is so. God, touch the widows on this morning. Let them know, God, that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. Let them realize, oh God, they can love again. God, set them back in the place of love, because you are love. You are the epitome of love. And God, we thank you for your love on this morning. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, touch them now. In the name of Jesus, set them forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will find and seek the love, God, that you have for them. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, touch the one that has gone through divorce. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, whatever divorce they have gone through, let them know, God, that you are a healer, you are a rebuilder. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, move out all the kinks, all of the clutter, all of the disaster. Move it out spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, God. We bind it now in the name of Jesus. It will not hinder them, God, for coming into a covenant relationship. Father, we thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, continue to bless the man of God, oh God, in this conference line. Father, we thank you now in the name of Jesus. Every need is met because we know, God, that you can make ways out of no way. And God, on today, I pray that you will meet the needs of your people, because you said in your word, I shall supply all of your needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for being a God that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we might ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. God, we thank you on this morning that you have given us the grace. God, you have given us the anointing, God, to minister, to teach, to talk from this place, God, of marriage and relationship. We thank you, God, for seizing us for a time such as this. Father, I pray, God, that you will continue to order our footsteps, lead and guide us, that we will continue to be a people that will walk by faith and not by sight. We will be a people that will walk by your spirit and not fail. Father, we thank you on this morning. As we continue to decrease, you increase. As we continue to get out of the way, God, you get in the way. Not our will, let your will be done, oh God. We thank you on this morning. Even those, God, that are standing in a confused state of mind, God, we pray now in the name of Jesus that you, God, will come back to bring them, God, in a state of mind that will understand their relationship with you, understand the relationship with their husband or their wife. Father, we thank you on this morning, God, that we're setting the example. We're setting, God, oh God, oh God, we're setting, God, oh God, everything that you have aligned before your people. Father, we bless you on this morning. We give you honor. We give you praise. God, we thank you this morning, God, that we are moving in momentum. We are propelling, God, in the things of you. We thank you, God, on this morning that we're searching for wise counsel. God, to seek counsel for our marriage, seek counsel for our relationship, to seek counsel, God, for our family relationship, for our ministry relationship, even what we're going through in this hour. God, even the grief, God, that has been set before many. God, you said in your word, God, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you shall deliver us out of them all. I thank you for being a delivering God. God, we need you in this hour. We can't do nothing without you. We are nothing without you. So we know, God, it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. God, we thank you for the wake-up call. We thank you for the restoration that you're bringing before your people. Father, we thank you on today, God, for the reset. You're resetting us back in place, back in position, God, back in our proper posture with you. So on this morning, God, I pray that you will continue to breathe a fresh cross this line, that we will keep it fresh in our marriage, keep it fresh in our relationship. God, we thank you that your mercies are tender. They are new every morning. And we thank you that we're walking in the newness of you. Father, we bless you. We give you honor. We give you praise on today.
Now, God, have thine own way. We decree, we declare it by faith that it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Oh, Karabas, Deke, Roma Kata, Makotaba. We come against every attack on every marriage and every relationship. We come against every attack against the men and women of God. We call it null and void. We cancel it now in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And it is so. All right, people of God, bless you on today. We say to you, go in the power and the strength of God's Spirit. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We say shalom in the courts as I pray for you. God bless you on today.
You are my minister. You are my
in the night, a special call of me, my minister.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.